Proclamation number 6561 of 2nd of June, 1956. Earth, a paradise. There could be a paradisical state already on Earth if all people lived in God's will and served each other in love. Neither hardship nor sorrow would oppress people, and they would live together in peaceful harmony, always seeking to maintain each other's well-being and security and giving each other support where help is needed. Where love reigns, there is no discord, no envy, no greed. Where love reigns, there is no arrogance, no impatience, and no enmity. For God Himself is where love is, and He blesses the people who are united to Him through love. But the earth is not such a blessed place that it could be called a paradise. The earth is dominated by God's adversary, whose will is carried out far too zealously, and the earth shelters a majority of people who lack love, who therefore live at enmity with each other. And no one strives for the other's advantage, but everyone only thinks of himself and self-love. But it shall become paradise. For the time has come when Satan's activity will be put to an end. The time has come when the human race must be renewed, when the few who still have love within themselves and strive to live according to God's will have to be separated. The time has come when the earth will be cleansed and transformed into the Garden of Eden again, where God Himself can dwell amongst His own again, because love reigns on earth again. You humans who are now living on earth are facing this transformation, this purification, the end of the old earth. Although you will not be able to comprehend that and how such a transformation will take place, yet with God no thing is impossible. And this transformation has been planned for eternity. After all, the state of unkindness amongst people has been known to Him for eternity, which no longer allows for upward development and therefore also causes the end of this earth. The earth is indeed intended to be a maturing station for the developing spiritual substance. The souls are intended to shape themselves into love during their earthly lives. But they can also do it, and thus people could already create the paradisiacal state for themselves in earthly life, and within a short period they would have reached the degree of maturity and be able to enter everlasting bliss. But they must use the grace of their embodiment on earth. They do not strive for a change of their nature, they remain in their loveless state, which was the result of their former apostasy from God, and thus they create for themselves a life of hardship and misery, sickness and sorrow, and perish physically and spiritually. For they only have a limited time on this earth. And that is why a limit has also been set for the human race, so that it can only sink to a certain depth in order to then be integrated anew into the process of maturing, which is extremely painful but nevertheless successful. But the earth will take on a new look, both as creation and spiritually. For the new human race consists of souls which were serious about their transformation, about their maturity, which have shaped themselves into love and therefore may experience the paradise on the new earth. And God Himself will be in their midst, for their love permits of His presence. And all adversity will now be over. All of you humans are facing this change. Ensure that you be among those who may take possession of paradise. Ensure that love fills your hearts, that you still use the short period of time until the end, that you live according to God's will, who only requires of you to fulfill his commandments of love. For soon the time of grace will be over, soon the hour of the end will have come. Amen.